To discuss that and more, we're joined on the phone by Aaron Nelson, who heads up the Chamber for a Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro, carolinachamber.org, for more information on them and the members and what they do. Aaron, thank you so much for being with us today. How are you?
Great to be with you, Aaron Keck. Thank you for inviting me.
Absolutely. So, first of all, tell us more about the takeout pledge and the state of local resident restaurants and what we can do to help with this.
Well, I appreciate you asking. Folks have been asking me and you and others, but what is it? What can we do? And folks have been helping out tremendously over these. Can you believe it's almost 10 months? But we're asking now to get a little more formal as we head into this winter season and for folks to make a pledge, to make a commitment to continue the good support they've been providing for our restaurants. And so the takeout pledge, and we'd love for folks to use that hashtag takeout pledge on social media, take a picture of themselves ordering takeout, picking up takeout, and then make the pledge. So one or two times a week, if folks can afford it, our restaurants really would appreciate it. If you can get it directly from the restaurant, that's preferred. If you want to use a local provider like Takeout Central, if that's the best way for you. But we're asking folks to really double down on local, formalize their commitment to supporting our restaurants through this real slow time here in the winter, and make a pledge to get takeout from local restaurants.
Because it kind of is a slow time during the winter anyway for restaurants, right, even in a normal year, isn't it?
It is, and it's compounded by the fact that it's a really long break that we are on with campus. They won't be back until mid-January, and the inability for folks to sit outside as the temperature gets a little cooler, it's going to be a tough winter for our restaurants. And so join us and the Visitors Bureau and the Chapel Hill Downtown Partnership and folks throughout the county in making that takeout pledge.
And Brad and I have been doing this as much as we possibly can this whole time. And it really is, I mean, we've talked before about just all of the different steps that restaurants and all businesses have taken, not just to reorient their service model in the midst of the pandemic, but also everything that they're doing to keep themselves safe and to keep customers safe. And you get takeout, it's no different from, actually, it's safer, I would imagine, than going to a grocery store. You go in, you pick up your food, you leave.
The best trained folks in town on how to handle food safely will be your restaurant staff. They're professionally trained. They've been through all of the courses and coursework. The health department is inspecting them. And you can have confidence that when you get food from a restaurant, you're going to get it safely. In fact, I'm not aware of any transmission from anybody getting takeout, nor any transmission from a restaurant staff to a patron. So it is a safe way to engage in that safe commerce. And we're asking for folks to really pitch in and help out.
We just got the word, and kind of segueing a little bit, we just got the word from Governor Cooper's office about that executive order allowing bars and restaurants to serve to-go cocktails. How much will that help us here locally?
I don't know, but I just had to smile at it. And I've talked to friends across the country in communities where they have this. It's probably better for you to take the cocktail for a short walk rather than in the car on the way home.
Fair.
So that you can do takeout, but maybe you're going to go sit on that park bench rather than take a roadie in the car on the way home. But we appreciate that the governor is doing whatever he can to try to make it a little easier. And there'll be several, particularly in beach or resort communities or in places like our community where you can take, I'm actually uncertain what the rules will be for taking whether you can drink your cocktail after you take it. You may be required to take it home. I'll have to read more about that order and see from our mayor and chief on what their intention is. Every little bit helps. What's really going to be helpful is Congress has finally approved a reload of the PPP. That PPP, that Payroll Protection Act, saved many of the businesses in this community and flowed tens of millions of dollars into Chapel Hill and Carrboro. And the possibility that we can go again will be tremendous. They're also going to look out extra for hospitality. Early information about what's included looks like most businesses will be eligible to get about 2.5 times a monthly salary as a forgivable loan, but folks in the hospitality industry will be able to do 3.5 times monthly salary as a forgivable loan. And folks that got the PPP the first time will be eligible again, where there may be some rules about having to show a loss or reduction in revenue. And those will become clear as this afternoon goes by.
And correct me if I'm wrong on this, but the package that they're looking at does include some money for performance venues too, right? Save Our Stages?
Correct. A Cat's Cradle and others will be have a particular carve-outs. There's also special carve-outs for Black-owned businesses, minority-owned enterprise, and very small businesses.
Speaking with Aaron Nelson again, Chamber for Greater Chapel Hill Carborough, carolinachamber.org for more information on them and the members of the chamber and the work that they're doing. And we started by talking about the Takeout Pledge, which is one initiative that's ongoing to help local businesses. There are others, and I know we on the air have talked a little bit about Carborough Cheer as being one specifically in Carborough. What other things are happening out there, and what are you doing to step up the effort to help businesses get through this winter?
Thanks for asking that. Carborough Cheer really is just wonderful. Katie Lewis and Katie Nash White on the Chamber team work with the Carborough Business Alliance. And if folks haven't visited, just Google Carborough Cheer or go to, I think it's carolinachamber.org/Carborough Cheer. Easiest way, Google it. And the gift guide is really exceptional. Clear things that you can get for under $15, things that are uniquely Carborough, things that can be mailed directly to somebody's house. It is a one-click, one-stop place for you to buy local, and they're good at last-minute, so local or last-minute gifts. To your broader question, what the business community has been telling us over these last 9-10 months is that they needed three things. They needed customers, they needed capital, and they needed clear communications on what the rules were going to be and how they were to operate. On the customer side, things like Carborough Cheer, buy local campaigns, Takeout Pledge, how can we drive more customers? And for the listeners out there, that is the number one thing that they can do. Put your money where your house is. Really make a choice to invest the dollars that you have, as you have them, back into this community. On the capital, the county has spent almost $1 million in small business support and grants and loans. Carborough, several hundred thousand dollars. Chapel Hill did a special program to help people purchase PPE, and the county's going to go again. So folks can access grants and loans through the county. There is one application that is due in the next few days. You can find that on the county's website, between $1,500 to $10,000 worth of grants. And then they're going to do another emergency support grant, $250,000, making available to small businesses and all businesses in Orange County. May make application. There's a couple of rules about what it takes in order to be eligible. You have to be current on your taxes and a few other things. But we are so proud and pleased of the work of Steve Brantley's office and the manager and the good work of our county commissioners to make those funds available. And then the clear communication, you guys are a huge part of that. How can we help understand these rules about closed and open and how many people are allowed inside and governor's orders? You can find a lot of that on our COVID reopening resource on the Chamber's website,
which is, again, carolinachamber.org. And you can also head straight to carboroughcheer.org, and that'll take you right to the Carborough Cheer page as well through the Chamber's website. Speaking with Aaron Nelson, again, Chamber for Greater Chapel Hill Carborough, and we're getting on to the end of 2020, thank goodness, and moving into 2021. I know there's a lot of optimism and people looking ahead to getting past this year and getting past this pandemic and getting back to a state of something resembling normal. What is your outlook for the year to come? What is it going to be like for businesses? What is it going to be like for the community?
Well, I am very optimistic about what is ahead of us for a couple of reasons. One, because of our resilience. Chapel Hill, Carborough, we're historically late into recessions and first out of them. The university, our hospital, our public schools, local government, all of those employers continue to employ people and pay payroll into this economy, even when it's a bad economy. And so those funds really help make the rest of our economy work. And so I feel good that those will continue to come and that will support our economy. The second is we're resilient. Folks have learned lots of lessons, really excellent pivots and innovations that are taking place. Our community cares about each other, and the businesses have really engaged with each other and with their customers in very unique ways. And so with the students' return, if that happens in our, which I expect will in January, and as vaccinations and more confidence of folks feeling comfortable engaging in commerce, as that improves, I think we'll have a slow first quarter. but feeling very much better about second, third, and fourth quarter of this coming year.
And as we wrap up this conversation, anything else that people ought to know right now as we get close to Christmas and the last days of 2020?
I think it's as we've been talking about, and that's reinvesting in your community. Today we've talked a lot about the businesses, and they do need your support. But I'll just ask everybody to just think twice about the difference that you can make, and whether that is engaging with a charity locally mm-hmm. just before the end of the year and making an end of your contribution, or trying to figure out your own service and volunteerism as we wrap this year up, or goals for next year, or making the choice to engage with a local service provider or a local business. Some of that national, international stuff is beyond our control, but we can control the difference we make here locally. And if we continue to do that, we'll continue to thrive.
And again, carolinachamber.org for more on the Chamber for a Greater Chapel Hill Carborough, carborochcheer.org for the Carborough Cheer Initiative that we've been talking about. And we started by talking about the takeout pledge. Get takeout from a locally owned restaurant once or twice a week, more if you can do it. Post pictures of you doing it on social media. Use the hashtag takeoutpledge and get the word out about that. Aaron Nelson, as always, thank you so much for being with us. Happy holiday.
Oh, thank you, Aaron. Thank you very much. Happy holidays.